Peter explains what happened. The apostles and the brothers who were in the land of Judea heard that Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter returned to Jerusalem, the brothers who were circumcised criticized him. They said to him, "You enter the home of uncircumcised men and ate with them." So Peter explained to them in detail the matters as they had happened. He said, "I was praying in the town of Jaffa when a drowsiness came over me, and I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet let down by its four corners from the sky till it reached me. I looked into it carefully and examined it. I saw animals that walked and ones that crawled, and wild beasts and birds from the sky. Then I heard a voice say to me, 'Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat.' I said, 'No, sir. There has never entered my mouth anything unclean or impure.' The voice from heaven spoke again, 'What God has made clean, you must not consider unclean.' This happened three times, then everything was lifted up to heaven again. At that very moment, there arrived at the house where I was three men who were sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to go with them without hesitation, so I went. These six brothers accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear to him in his home and say to him, 'Send to Jaffa and summon Simon, who is called Peter. He will tell you a message by which you and all your household can be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came upon them, just as he came upon us ourselves at the beginning. Then I recalled what our Lord had said to us, 'John immersed people in water, but as for you, you will be immersed in the Holy Spirit.' Since God has given them the same gift he gave to us who believed in our Lord Jesus the Messiah, then who am I that I would be able to stop God?" When they heard this, they calmed down and praised God and said, "So then, God has blessed the Gentiles as well with the repentance that leads to life." The believers in Antioch. Those who had been scattered in the persecution that took place because of Stephen went to Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. They were proclaiming the message, but only among the Jews. However, some of them, who were originally from Cyprus and Cyrenaica, when they came to Antioch, began to speak to Gentiles as well, proclaiming to them the good news about our Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a large number of the people believed and were led to follow the Messiah. The news reached the assembly of believers at Jerusalem, so they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw God's blessing upon them, he rejoiced and encouraged them to hold on to the Messiah wholeheartedly. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a very large number of people were joined to our Lord Jesus. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the believers, teaching a very large number of people. There at Antioch, the believers in the Messiah were called Christians for the first time. During this time, some prophets went from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, whose name was Agabus, stood up and prophesied by inspiration of the Spirit that a great famine was going to come upon the whole land. This actually took place during the reign of Claudius. So the disciples decided to send a donation, each one according to his ability, to help the brothers in the region of Judea. Indeed, they did this. They sent their donation to the elders of the group of believers with Barnabas and Saul.